Now this Power News Mental Health Spotlight.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and one of the first steps in taking care of your mental health is to seek a therapist. But many don't know what they need to do. Peer support specialist Joshua Anthony says it starts with looking for someone who meets your needs.
One of my advices is, you know, you shouldn't be scared to shop around for a therapist, because every therapist isn't going to get it. Sometimes it takes time to find somebody that can really understand where you're coming from. And so if the first one doesn't work for you, don't be scared to get back out there and try again.
Peer support specialist Joshua Anthony. I'm Danielle Smith.
Now this Power News Spotlight on pandemic mental health. Here's Danielle Smith.
During a recent panel discussion on Black trauma and mental health during the pandemic and beyond, mental health professionals discussed ways to help more Black people take care of their mental health. Psychiatrist Dr. Brandy Jackson of Howard Brown Health in Chicago says it starts with delivering better information to people of color.
There's not a lot of places to get health information for Black Americans that is in our language. And there's just not enough plain speaking. And when you start adding identities to Blackness, so when you say, I am a Black person who is also a member of the Latinx community, I am a Black person who is also a member of the trans community, it's really, really complex. But I think what it boils down to is medicine, meaning my profession, especially mental health, needing to be more flexible about how we deliver information and deliver care.
Brandy Jackson, Chief Behavioral Officer for Howard Brown Health in Chicago. I'm Danielle Smith.
Power News Spotlight on Black Mental Health.
According to SAMHSA, in 2019, only 30% of Black Americans with mental health problems received help, compared to 49% of the population. Dr. Miriam Delphin Rittman says SAMHSA wants to increase those numbers.
Know that there is help and support available. If you're struggling, you know, if you're feeling isolated or lonely, reach out, connect. A phone call sometimes can go a long way, you know, a text or a chat. So know that there is help and support available. Recovery is real and possible. And if there's anyone struggling, there is a national helpline that SAMHSA runs, and it can help connect you to services anywhere in the country. That number is 1-800-622-HELP. 1-800-622-HELP.
Dr. Miriam Delphin Rittman, Assistant Secretary for Mental Health and Substance Abuse at the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. I'm Danielle Smith.